This public radio podcast is supported by the School of Graduate Studies at St. Cloud State University, offering more than 70 graduate programs and certificates. More information at stcloudstate.edu.
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, The Essence of an Expression.
Look up in the air.
It's a rocket.
It's a shooting star.
No, it's Superlative Man. Yes, Superlative Man, the greatest of all heroes.
You want to see me, Mr. Walters?
Yes, Gwen. I need to get a message to Superlative Man.
Superlative Man?
Yes, it's important. Time is of the essence.
Wait a minute. Isn't time is of the essence restricted to legal contracts?
What are you talking about?
Well, I've always thought time is of the essence just for contracts.
What? Wait a minute. Copy boy.
Yes, Mr. Walters?
Get in here now.
Yes, sir.
What is the fastest way you know to get a message to Superlative Man?
Well, we all know a telegram is pretty fast, but...
See, Gwen? Now stop giving me what for and take a note for me.
Sir, if it's all right, I'd like to stay and listen.
Why would you do that?
Well, it's, news in the making. It'll help me with my job.
I like you, kid. Sure, you can stick around.
What's the message already?
Superlative Man. Chester the Cheat, planning to rob Citibank. Stop. Help needed urgently. Stop.
Is that all?
Yes. Get it to him double quick. Time is of the essence.
I'm not sure you mean that.
Just get him the message.
I have no doubt Superlative Man will be able to get there on time.
That's right. At least that's our hope. Gwen, this copy boy is on the ball. Give him the telegram to... where did he go?
I don't know, Mr. Walters. I'll just take it downstairs myself.
Then make it snappy. Time is of the...
I know. Time is of the essence. Whatever.
Today's episode of Grammar Grader is about the expression, time is of the essence. This topic was inspired by Brian from Seattle, Washington, who contacted us through Gather.com. Here's what Brian had to say.
I hear time is of the essence all the time, and it's almost always misused. It doesn't mean we're in a hurry. It comes from contract law and means that cited dates and times are part of the fundamental trade-offs in the contract, or part of its essence. It means that if something is supposed to happen by noon the next day, before the end of the year is not good enough.
It's an interesting assertion, so to help us understand this better, we called in a lawyer. Paul Muhlenberg is a lawyer who specializes in business law. Welcome back to Grammar Grader, Paul.
Thanks. My pleasure to be here.
So Brian tells us time is of the essence is from legal contracts. Can you tell us more about that?
I actually use the contract clause, time is of the essence, on a regular basis, mostly in real estate transactions. I'm impressed with the question because Brian's legal definition is actually pretty accurate. Nonetheless, I will try to provide a bit more legalistic detail. The phrase time is of the essence means timely performance is an essential term of the contract. As such, failure to meet a deadline which is contained in a contract is a material breach.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, for the purpose of this discussion, let's just focus on two kinds of breaches. One, a material breach, and two, a non-material breach, which is sometimes referred to as a partial breach. A non-material breach can kind of be thought of as a minor breach, almost an unimportant breach, while a material breach can be thought of as a major breach. The non-breaching party of a contract will be excused from performance of his or her obligations under that contract as a result of a material breach, while he or she is not excused from performance as a result of a non-material breach.
Wow, that's fairly rich legalese. Could you give us some examples?
Yeah. Let's say I agree to sell you my car, and our contract is written as follows. I will sell you my car for $1,000 if you pick up the car by 3 this afternoon. Now, let's say you come to pick the car up at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Question becomes, does your failure to arrive by 3 o'clock constitute a material breach or a non-material breach? If it's a material breach, I wouldn't have to sell you the car anymore. If it's a non-material breach, I would still have to sell it to you, but I could sue you for the costs associated with your failure to pick it up on time.
Okay, so how does all this come back to the phrase, time is of the essence?
Time of the essence is an effort by the contract drafter to make it clear that missing a deadline is a material breach.
Okay, so that's the legal meaning. What about its common usage?
In common usage, it essentially means time is very important. So, for example, let's say it's the day before Thanksgiving and my wife says to me, go get a turkey. Time is of the essence. She is saying that time is very important. Most likely because she knows the turkey will be frozen rock solid, and I need to get it home as soon as possible so it can thaw in time to get it in the oven. So while technically it does not mean we are in a hurry, as Brian points out, but rather time is very important, the reality is that in almost every case, time is very important essentially means the same thing as we are in a hurry. Back to my turkey example. While my wife requests that I go get a turkey, time is the essence, technically means that time is very important, which is obviously telling me to hurry up.
So in the end, it's pretty complex.
It is complex. Common usage, fairly straightforward. From a legal usage, however, I kind of oversimplified my example. The reality is that the phrase, its interpretation and effect, is more complicated. We lawyers like to keep things complicated. That way we make more money. It's job security.
Paul, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Paul Mullenberg is a lawyer who specializes in business law, and he was kind enough to appear on Grammar Grader without billing us for his time.
I can just see the headline now. Superlative Man foils bank heist.
Gee, Mr. Walters, that's swell. We'll probably sell a million copies.
You said it, Gwen. Say, there's that copy boy who pulled the old Houdini on us back at the office. Hey, copy boy.
Copy boy, get over here.
Yes, sir, ma'am.
It's a shame you weren't here. You missed Superlative Man's daring feat to nip this bank robbery in the bud.
Yeah, now Chester the Cheetah's on his way to Sing Sing.
The story will be in the extra this evening.
Sorry I missed it. I'll have to read the article. I'm sure it will be so well written, it'll be like I lived it.
Don't you know it, kid. Now, I've got to get back to the office and put together that edition. We've got a deadline, and time is of the essence.
You sure like that phrase.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, as always, to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey, Amy Alt, and John Ryan. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Our editor is Jen Houck. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, give feedback, share your thoughts, and join the discussion at grammargrader.gather.com.
Good night, Mr. Walters.